This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Having trouble. Goodwill Business Group at the real estate agency is here for you. They want to help you sell your home. They want to help you get the most money for your home. They know more than anybody else what that's going to take and what angles you have to explore. And, you know, I mean, it could be as simple as staging, and they can help you figure all that out. So if you're ready to make that jump, reach out. SoldItLiveLoveMemphis.com.
She's an expert. She's going to show you that pathway, especially you first-time home buyers who, you know, may not made the call. Maybe you think right now, I don't know, honey. Don't know if we're ready yet. Well, Jennifer can tell you whether or not you're ready. You can always use an expert's advice. Remember what she did for me 4 years ago, sold a home for me I thought I'd never be able to sell. And to John's point, she told me one time what we were going to sell it for. We didn't go into a deal where we were, you know, having to decrease the price month after month, taking a long time. Now, it's a different market now. But the point is, Jennifer is going to be pinpoint when it comes to pricing that home. And what she says she's going to get for you, she's going to get. So you're not going to be waiting, like you've seen out here with some other realtors, some other groups. She's the best. Going to have another one of those first-time home buyer seminars. Very valuable. Coming up in a couple of months, we'll keep you abreast of that. In the meantime, call her up like I did 4 years ago. Changed my life. 901-625-5200. That is no exaggeration. 901-625-5200. She changed my life. Emailed her too at sold@livelovememphis.com. It's the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
The GOAT has called it a career. And Ian Rappaport and others that are at the Pro Bowl right now in Vegas are saying that this is a family thing and it is not a football thing. So even though I think you and I both kind of felt like it was time from a football perspective, sounds like he was not there. He was doing it and did it to spend more time with his family, which, you know, again, at 46, I get that, man. I feel that now. I'm like, when I leave my house to do anything now, I feel this immense guilt. You know what I mean? I do. My kid's at home, and it's a recent phenomenon. It's a recent thing that has happened ever since now. She's becoming far more communicative and far more, you know, expressive. Mm-hmm. But now that, you know, she understands exactly what's going on, like, I you know, if I'm going up the street to the store or whatever, like, damn, I feel, so I get it. I understand the perspective.
I still think it could be both. This is a football decision and a family decision. They're intertwined. They work together.
But I'm just saying the reporting is that it's a family thing. So
right,
we can sort of say whatever, but they, you know.
You know why he's putting that out there. So this whole, you know, this whole angle, this narrative that Tom's scared of the big hit or whatever,
right,
we can dole that down a little bit. That's why they put this out there. And it's fine.
Yeah.
And he should be thinking about family at this point. You look at those kids of his and you wonder just how many days has he missed? They've gotten older. You know, you've missed a ton of their growth in terms of having to get ready as much as he puts in. So it's fine for it to be both, a little bit of both here.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, John, why they're putting out the, and you should too, why they're putting out the family thing right now.
And he's got the Fox thing he's going to, so.
That too.
You think he'll be
good?
How
much money he lose at FTX, Jeffrey keeps talking about? How much money he lose?
I don't know. I'd have to FOIA that information.
Okay, I thought, man, with the financials, you had that package.
No, I don't, because I don't know. I don't know how much he had in it. I don't know how much, I mean, I was never on FTX.
Okay.
I was never on
that's all I'm asking.
Platform.
Very simple answer.
I'm on Coinbase. That's where my stuff was. And that was my own fault. That was not the platform failing me. I don't know. I don't know how much of that was his, how much of that was the company's, how much did he get paid to be a spokesman, that kind of a thing. So I do have that information FOIA'd, though. And you know, that can take some time to get back.
Right.
But as soon as I do know, I look forward to sharing that information. Do you think he'll be a good analyst? Do you think he'll be like, I don't know, Tony Romo, it's gotten to the point with him where
650.
He kind of grinds my gears a little bit now.
Somebody wrote
I don't know, Jim. That's what I feel like.
Did you read the piece about him and comparing him to Greg?
Romo?
Yes.
Brady.
Greg Olsen and Romo. And how Greg's passed him.
Oh, Greg has totally passed him.
So what I was reading, and I hadn't considered this, is that their suggestion was that Tony doesn't prepare in the same way that he used to. And a lot of the times where he might have offered analysis that he'd prepped up and everything else, now he's just giving you the sound that you just made. He's just giving you grunts and sounds for that. Now, I hadn't listened to him enough to think that there's a lot more grunts and sounds he's making this year to fill time. But his point was that, you know, Greg is giving you better prepped stuff right now than what Romo's giving you. You know, they sort of suggested that Romo was so good at it when he started that he's prepped less as time has gone on.
I think that's
I had never thought about it that way, but it was an interesting piece.
Yeah.
And that Greg, because he's had to be, right, because he didn't start on the number one team, he's had to work himself up and had to get better. Their point was that work has led to him being better on it now than that you get more out of a broadcast listening to Greg Olsen than you do Tony Romo now.
Yeah, I think
it's an interesting piece.
I remember when Romo started, the novelty there was he was going to tell you what the play was
going to
be.
Call the play, yeah.
Before it happened.
Yeah, they touched on that.
Yeah.
And we were in awe.
Beyond that, he really didn't bring that much.
Well, their point was he's not going to tell you what the defensive coordinator on the other side's plan is to get to the ball, whereas now Greg Olsen's doing that.
Greg is fantastic. Greg is good.
But will they allow Greg to still be a team
when
Tom comes
Greg's
in? Is that
bumped.
It's already done?
Yeah, Greg's getting
bumped. So I like him with Burkhardt.
I do too.
So, you know.
Because Greg is like, what I like about Greg is that he has the humility, honestly, of like an offensive lineman in that like he, you know, doesn't try to like overtake the broadcast or show anybody up. But he also has he's so cerebral with like, because, you know, tight end, you're kind of a half offensive lineman anyway. Like, you're having to read stuff at the line of scrimmage and stuff. So, he's really intelligent when he talks about the game. And I think that will be missed. Now, Brady will be, too. It's just like how much of the real is Brady going to give us?
Well, I guarantee he's not going to be self-deprecating like you've seen with the Mannings and everything else.
And if he does, it'll be so forced. It'll be like so blatantly forced. Like
it'll just be sarcasm.
I'm being self-deprecating.
I wasn't very good, as you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know much.
This is what I worry about. Everybody's saying it's going to be bad. It's kind of like when everybody's picking one side on a team here. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get the feels that maybe I need to go the other way because everybody's saying
this guy's
going to be a disappointment. So and I'm sure he's hearing that.
Yeah.
So maybe he goes in there and he blows us all away. I'm starting to want to lean that back.
Well, I mean,
because the whole river's going, Tom Brady's going to be bad.
Well, it's ultimately, though, direction. What makes a good broadcaster? The answer may vary. Is it his personality or is it his knowledge of the game? Is it both?
I think it's having a good combination of both, and you need it. And I think that's why the Romo thing.
Brady ain't got no personality. We know that.
Yeah.
Like, his personality is football. So, I mean, Olsen doesn't have a great personality. He's just smart. And he's, you know, friendly. He has a friendly enough voice, I guess you would say.
Yeah, I don't need a ton of personality from my analyst.
Romo
is
all personality.
You could have too much.
Right.
And that's he's bordering on that territory
where
it becomes that. But
yes.
I still think he's good at what he does, and I think frankly, after being compared so much now and his performance is being, you know, graded now, I think he'll pick it up too.
Yeah, maybe.
And then knowing Tom's coming into the fold,
maybe he'll get better in the offseason.
You don't want to get demoted to where you're behind. People think you're behind Greg Olsen and Tom Brady. So pick it back up, Tony.
Yeah. No, I think that's a fair assessment. I do.
Tony's made Jim Nantz better again.
Oh,
that was the
he?
Other. That was the other point of that art. Is he's breathed a new life and spirit into Jim, which he has.
Who was Jim's old partner?
I can't remember, but whoever the point was that it was dying.
It was Boomer.
Jim was dying.
He and Boomer were going
having
at
his
it.
Buddy, this new young buddy, this new young, you know, friend in his life has breathed a new life into Jim's calls. His call.
Yeah, I think it was definitely Boomer, and I think they had just run
its course.
Yeah. Absolutely right. But in terms of the football career, yeah, I don't think it'll I just truly don't think we'll see I mean, he's got more Super Bowls than any NFL team. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we talking about? So, no, I don't. I think this is a record that will probably stand the test of time. Now, you know, could Mahomes get 5, 4? I think that's possible. I do. I mean, I think he's that good. But you have to have so much go right. I mean, you mentioned it. For, you know, 6 of those, he had Bill Belichick. You know, I mean, and that's a huge part of it. I mean, Bill Belichick is a great coach, and he schemed a great defense.
Bill Belichick's a great coach with Tom Brady.
Well, again, he hasn't really.
And that is a new conversation, just in terms of maybe a different bottom line than it used to be.
I think Bill Belichick is happy to let you have that conversation as he polishes the 6 rings. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but
even be a contender without him. Let's see that first.
Well, what? How?
I'm just saying.
Well, we've only seen him with Mac.
He got a goat, bro.
He did. But we only saw him with Mac. I mean, since Brady, right? And Mac might not be good. So I kind of need to see one more. I kind of need to see one more QB before I am ready
say that that
to
was
stay.
All Tom.
Because I'll say that.
Yeah, he's a good coach. Is he this genius that you put above everybody else now?
I think Brady missed him this year. I think Brady missed some good coaching this year. I mean, and Bruce Arians was a good one.
Brady, being with Belichick doesn't have a thing to do with you don't own that pocket the way you used to.
That's true. But
and you're backpedaling, making throws off your back foot.
They were sub-500, though. They had a lot of stupid losses.
All I'm saying is you take a little bit of that shine off of there. He's a Hall of Famer for sure, but... Let's see you be a contender without Brady.
Who do you
go get your next? Hey, and how much did he have to do with picking Mac Jones? I'm sure he evaluated and was in on that. He didn't just let he's the freaking GM. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, no, he's allowed to miss on one though. I mean, 6 rings, so you have one miss.
Yeah, so you say one more quarterback that he fails with, and you'll be right here with me.
Yes, I need to see
some of the
more.
Shine off of that.
Now, who would you rather? Okay, who would you rather trade for right now? Sean Payton or Bill Belichick?
Sean Payton.
Now, what the hell are you talking about? Now, why would you say that?
What are you talking about?
Why do you want Sean more than Bill?
Did you see what he did with his offense last year and not naming a coordinator?
That's true.
How stupid was that?
That was very...
In the end, now that the hindsight's 20/20, we were saying it then.
Yep.
What are you doing? And then Matt Patricia ends up being the play caller.
Yep.
That's idiocy.
No, he is...
Here's the thing I know about Sean. He's that dude. I don't have to worry about him, delegating it to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
He's the offense, and I think he's a bit of a quarterback whisperer. So you tell me it's now we're talking about the situation in Russell Wilson. That looks good to me. Yes, I'd take Sean Payton right now, and especially with how motivated he should be coming back into this, I'd take him right now over Bill, and I don't think it's a crazy thing to say so.
Do you think that
Bill don't know what he want to do post Brady?
Well, how much better?
That's where we're at with him right now.
I think there's no doubt that Nathaniel Hackett was a mess. So, how much of it was him? How much of it was Russell? Probably can't, take the two apart. How many wins is Sean Payton worth?
With Russell Wilson?
Yeah, of course.
4 to 5.
So what would that put him at?
You know what he's going to do? He's going to reprogram Russ where it's, dude, at your age, this point in your career, what we need to be doing in this offense is the quick getting it out, which Russ could not do last year.
Five would be 9-8.
Well, they're easily that next year, not more.
Yeah. That's a huge jump, though.
Well, they gave up a first rounder to get him. I know they're expecting as much.
Well, I think they have the...
And what did we say about that team before they got Russ last year, that they were already pre-built and ready to go? Now, I still have some questions about the offensive weapons. I really do.
Right, Judy and Sutton.
But for the most part, that team's ready to win, especially you saw defensively. Like, they've still got some dogs on that side, and so even after trading Chubb. And so that's my point, is that it's still the case now, you would think, if you can get Russ to go back to, being an efficient Russ, and you're going to have to change him a little bit because Russ loves to hold on to that ball and make the heroic happen, 8, 9, 10 seconds into a play after he's run around all over the field. You can't do that in a Sean Payton offense. It's never been built that way. But Sean's the kind of guy that will get him to change. So I do think that they're a playoff team next year with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
I believe that.
It's tough in that division.
I know.
It's tough. What about the run game? I mean, you had Latavius Murray.
Who was the kid that got hurt, though?
Oh, he was Javonte Williams.
Was showing.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Javonte Williams. That's a good point.
Little stud.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy, that's going to be the question with him. I tend to agree. I mean, I tend to think that Sean Payton is going to make a material difference for them. It is a defining year for Russ.
No question, because you're going to need to see the improvement this year, even if they're not if they fall short, you still need to see the difference. And you're asking him to do something he's not used to.
Yes. I mean, somebody.
He's Mr. Hold on to the ball.
That discussion, those scales are tipped toward that being a Pete Carroll creation. As opposed to, you know, this Brady Belichick. You know, you would say that's tipped toward more towards Tom. I mean, Russell has not. I mean, his season last year was abysmal. So, you know, he's really got to come in here and show that he is who we thought he was, especially with that contract.
What Russ is not good at is three-step drop, get it out in 2.5 to 3 seconds.
No, I feel confident that Sean will fit the
what you're now going to try to plug him into with Sean Payton, and I think it'll work.
Yeah, I mean, look, he had a short quarterback in New Orleans.
Yes.
You know, who he had
a lot of similarities, yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't nearly as mobile as Russ, but Russ isn't honestly that mobile in this day and age. So it's kind of like he's getting Drew Brees again.
That's what he's going to try to make it.
Yeah. And I think
Russ is good clay to work with still, I think. I'm not ready to say he's done after one bad year.
No, I get it. I get why you would do that. I mean, I think it's with where that franchise is.
I could argue you still think you could do better with the Cowboys if you waited, but there's no promise there. Jerry's going to pick you over Dan Quinn, I suppose, if that McCarthy blows it this upcoming year.
I think Sean just wanted to – I think he wanted to get back in.
I mean, is Russ a Hall of Famer? Because then you tell yourself, okay, I'm with a Hall of Famer as opposed to Dak.
I don't know.
So he might see it that way.
I don't know. He's on the cusp.
Like you said, I'm kind of with you that is more of a Pete Carroll production now, looking back on what
they
got.
I mean, let's see what he's done, right? Let's see what he's got to his name.
Russ used to cook, though.
He's a Super Bowl champ. Nine-time Pro Bowler.
Been there twice, though.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
But it's better than Dak, is my point.
Is that crazy to say that he's not a Hall of Famer? One Super Bowl gets you in?
I mean, I don't know. Eli's in because he won two.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it still depends on what he does in Denver. I really do.
I mean, he had some great years, you know. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think I'm really, really jaded by this past season.
Yeah, you were in with a quarterback that was in over his head, and you said that from the get-go after the first game we saw. So you got to give him a little bit of grace. You can't count that year against him. He had a joke as a head coach.
He's fourth all-time in passer rating.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just depends on how bad.
I say he's not a Hall of Famer yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's got to stamp it here.
But he's better than Dak. And if you're Sean looking at both situations, you say, I can make that closer to Drew Brees than I can anything with Dak. Maybe that's how he's looking at it.
All right, we'll come back. Bobby Marks is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about NBA trade deadline, some moves that maybe the Grizzlies should or should not make. Danny Green. But hey, in the meantime, tell you about Shoot 360. It's a facility right here in Memphis. Great technology, amazing technology. Saying that Golden State uses, it's like the Disneyland of basketball. Take your son, daughter, niece, nephew out there. Let them experience it for themselves. Get a membership. They will absolutely thank you for it. They'll be so glad you did. They'll never want to leave. You'll watch them get better at the game of basketball, shooting, passing, dribbling, all of that's out there. They'll love it. It's 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Yep, out in Collierville, but that should be pointed out. You're not paying, you know, Collierville-level prices on the memberships out there. You're going to get unlimited access on a great deal. They got a bunch of membership options. Easily fit whatever budget you've got. That's the thing, is it's the new way. It's the new way of basketball training with this technology. We've told you that our man Thaddeus Young is an investor. If Thaddeus Young believes, you should believe as well. Says he's going to have his kids, Thad Jr., on this technology as they're now playing. And that's how we're going to pass it down. You too can be out there. Niece, nephew, son, daughter, if they love basketball, this is the place to get them. It's a fantastic deal. It's the future of basketball training right here in Memphis. The future is now at Shoot 360. You need to go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bobby Marks, the front office insider for ESPN. He's on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Is it going to be a busy time for the Grizzlies? He's going to help us find out. He joins us now. Bobby, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All good. So, should it be a busy time for the Grizzlies? They did sort of undergo this swoon, went winless on the West Coast road trip there earlier in the month. How much of that do you think should even matter to that decision? How much injection do you, meaning do you inject into that? Just sort of take us through that as a former front office guy when you evaluate, you know, really, really bad stretches during the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could probably look at it a lot of different ways. I mean, of course, I think everybody's probably looking to upgrade their roster, up in the next 8 or 9 days. I don't see any, there's not much sellers out there, right? So that's part of it. I think if you're Memphis, your eye is, if you're going to do upgrades, it's going to be for the playoffs. I mean, this team's going to finish 1 or 2 in the Western Conference, barring something disastrous happen. I don't see Sacramento stringing enough games to, compete. And, the Clippers are 7 games and a loss behind you at number 2 right now. So, I think the return of Danny Green, I think that's going to be soon here. That will play into it. How does he look on the court? Is he best served, as your big in-season addition without having to giving up anything? Or do you kind of look what the trade market is going to be? But, yeah, I mean, we could talk about upgrades and, trying to, trade for certain players here. But it takes, the other team or other teams to do it. And right now you're just looking at, really a small sample. Charlotte, maybe Houston, some of those other teams that are in the back end, that makes sense. You could make a trade, but it's going to probably cost you probably more than it would in any other year.
Yeah. So to your point there and sticking right with where you ended, would it cost too much, Bobby, in your estimation, to go after an OG Anunoby if Toronto is willing to make a deal?
It will cost you a lot. I mean, and it will cost you more than, you're probably accustomed to do it. I mean, it basically kind of takes you out of how you've built the roster, right? I mean, there's been a way that, Zach and his group have built this roster. I mean, they don't trade first-round picks. They like to draft. 11 out of the 15 players on the roster are players that they've drafted. Yep. So what's the cost for OG Anunoby? It's probably I've heard, what the Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. I don't think it's that rich, but there's risk involved because, it's probably multiple ones, probably a pick swap and, certainly players to get you to that number, probably, one or two young players here. The hard part for this is that he's going to be a free agent in 2024. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's not going to sub how the extension rules are now. And this could certainly change in the next CBA. And I think this plays into it also. If there's some more clarity in the next week here, is that because his contract's so low, he's not going to sign an extension with the Grizzlies if there was a trade there next year. However, if they change the rules and they tweak it, then that makes it a little bit more less of a risk here. But that's the danger when you go out and you trade for players that you are not homegrown, right? Yeah. Like which Memphis is certainly that's. a big reason why there's success here, right? Like, you kind of manage internally. You know the personalities of who you draft. You know you've gone through the draft process with these players here. And then you can kind of just, you know, tweak around the edges here. But that's usually what, when teams get themselves in trouble, is when they give up a certain amount. Then you've got to justify it, and then another bad trade, and then you're looking at, you know, home, we're in a luxury tax, and we don't really have much way, you know, much flexibility to, you know, to get out of it.
So it sort of sounds like you don't really think the urgency is or should be there for the Grizzlies on that kind of a move.
Well, I mean, it's hard. If it guaranteed me getting to the Western Conference Finals, but there is no guarantee. I mean, here's the other thing, guys. I mean, you could be staring at, you know, I know Phoenix and Golden State have played better, so you could be staring at Phoenix in round one.
It's possible.
You know, you could look at New Orleans in round one when Zion gets healthy. You know, they're in 10th right now. It's amazing how much they've fallen here. So I think you have to be careful when you think that your window is always going to be open for the foreseeable future. I think you get in trouble that way, whether it be with injuries. I know this is a young roster here, but there will always be another team next year that we'll be talking about. And if there is an opportunity to make yourself better and it gives you separation and you think, you know, then you go out and do it. It's just that you better be ready for the consequences that kind of come with it.
Just to kind of end the OG conversation, is there a place, Bobby, is there a team that you think should push in to go get him, and it does, whether maybe a Phoenix that does, you know, make enough of a significant enough change there that it's worth it?
Yeah, I think Phoenix's window is probably a little bit closing, close to closing, I would say, you know, certainly with Chris. They've had some injuries. They're playing better. They've got the assets. They've got the contract, similar to Memphis. You know, those are one of the few teams that still have all their draft picks here. But you've got to, you know, it's similar to what, you know, Atlanta went through with DeJounte Murray. Like, when you give up all that, man, you better be, you know, that the player and the agent know that. Yeah. They know what you have sacrificed, and they know that you have no leverage now. So, if you're looking for $25, $30 million here, there's not much bargaining that's going to do it, because you'll be able to go out and get that in free agency.
It's interesting that, you know, you mentioned there aren't as many sellers. I think maybe going into this season, there was a thought that people would be completely committing to the tank for Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing that. Is there any particular reason why you think that's not happening the way maybe people forecasted it would?
Teams have won too many games. I mean, Utah's won too many games. Indiana's won too many games. You know, the teams that are on the back end is Chicago and Toronto, right? So Chicago 2 years ago went all in with DeMar, and then they signed Zach this summer to 215. Are they willing to pivot all of a sudden? That's hard. You know, Toronto, I think we'll have a better understanding probably when we get closer to the weekend where they are with some of their players. And you look at West. The Lakers are, what, 2 games out of 10? They're not going to sell. Portland is trying to buy, and it's going to be hard around Lillard. You know, we talked a little bit about New Orleans here. So really you're looking at Detroit, and there's not an appetite for them because the goal is to try to win games next year. So what is, you know, trading Bogdanovic and Alec Burks do for you? I mean, Houston really has Gordon. San Antonio, of course, with Richardson and Poeltl, you know, players like that. But, yeah, there's just not as many teams that are willing to move off. And if they are, the price, as I said, is pretty high right now.
Bobby, how would you – the mess that is the Pelicans right now, and at one point they were like number two in the West, but what is it, 9 in a row now? I've started to lose count. It's been so bad down there. Is there a – you know, whether it's consolidating some things or getting somebody out of there, what is the right next move for the Pelicans, Bobby?
Yeah, you got Zion back. I mean, that's the right next move. I mean, with him, they're a top four team in the Western Conference. Without him, they're a playing team like we saw last year. I mean, that's kind of the reality of it. I mean, I think Ingram isn't right either. I mean, it's going to take him a little bit of time to get right here. And now, you know, some of your role players who were playing at a pretty high level have kind of reverted back to being role players. They have the draft assets. They've got all their ones. They've got, they got a Laker first. They got a Milwaukee first. They've got a lot of contracts to go out and, Jackson Hayes, Garrett Temple, Devontae Graham to go out and do a deal if they want. And it's a matter of, you know, are you, do you feel like Zion is the missing person? When you get him back, you can try to get back in that top six here. Or, you know, do you go out and get a Gary Trent Jr., for example, here, but at the cost of a first-round pick, and you might lose him in free agency?
We're talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. Speaking of the Lakers, they did get a win in overtime last night, 129-123. Look, I think it's a number, a couple of things, but beating the Grizzlies, I think, woke them up a little bit. The Grizzlies sort of served as like a smelling salt for them. They go out and they get Rui. And now they've, you know, they should have beaten Boston. Complete meltdown there at Boston. Like, what do we think about that? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm tempted to believe a little bit that they might actually make a little noise. What do you make of the Lakers?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the second half of the Memphis game certainly kind of woke them up. They played really good basketball. I'm just, you know, I'm watching the Knicks game last night, and I feel like every time Anthony Davis falls or every time he runs up the court, we're just waiting for him to check himself out. I mean, it feels like he's working himself back in. The foot, for me, still, it looks like he's somewhat hobbled still on it. It's just kind of fighting through it. And I think he's the key to kind of where this team is. I mean, they're in 13th place right now, right? They're 2-1 out of being in 10. They go back. They still have a couple more games on the strip. I'm interested to see what they do. I mean, Rob Pelinka, their GM, has been on the record and says that they're not moving. They're not moving either first round pick unless they can get them close to a championship. And I don't see that player out there that gets them close to a championship unless all of a sudden Zach LaVine all of a sudden becomes available. And you know that's going to it's going to cost you that here. So yeah, they can win. They can get out of the play-in tournament here. I think it's a little bit more daunting when you get into a first round if you get a Memphis team or Denver team in seven games.
Biggest threat in the East to the Celtics, Bobby, is it the Bucks? Is it the Sixers team or a Nets team with Kevin Durant in the fold?
I'll tell you what, I must be the biggest mush out there ever, because whenever I talk good about a team, it always turns out bad. I mean, I said the other day on national TV on Monday, they asked me, what team does it need to make a change? And I said Philadelphia, Sixers. And then they go out and lose to Orlando that night here. So I think it's Philadelphia. I know that the Magic loss kind of stung a little. I think it was a little bit of a hangover from the Eagles. A lot of those guys probably being at the Eagle game on Sunday. Yep. I think I like, you know, Embiid. Harden's played at a pretty high level. I'm certainly concerned defensively and what you get in the playoffs. Maxey coming off the bench as a sixth man. I think they've done a really nice job. Guys kind of know their roles down there. With Durant back in Brooklyn, when he comes back, yeah, can they get out of a first round? Yeah, but Ben Simmons to me isn't reliable. I don't know what you're going to get out of Ben Simmons. I don't think you could play Ben Simmons in the fourth quarter when you're down in games.
I think
that's kind of what we've seen here. Milwaukee, got to get Chris Middleton right. You know, I mean, he's coming off the bench for him, playing like 20 minutes here. So I think that's kind of – I think Philly probably is the biggest threat to Boston. I'm not ready to say yes on Cleveland. I like Cleveland, but here's another team that's kind of, you know, hasn't really been in one of these first-round series. Donovan has, but, you know, certainly Mobley hasn't, Garland hasn't. For me, probably it's the Sixers.
Yeah, and one of the things that I thought was underrated about them, it may not show up as much in the regular season, but, like, I think P.J. Tucker, I'm a P.J. Yeah. Tucker, like, stan. Like, I wish this guy played for the Grizzlies because he's got that edge. And, by the way, like, I know he'll make a corner three every five games, but he will guard and take out the other team's best player. Like, we saw it with Miami, you know, all last year. And honestly, Bobby, I think Miami misses him. I think Miami misses him down there. So I think PJ is a guy who defensively, I believe, could help answer those questions come postseason.
No, you're right. I mean, we'll be watching the playoffs and it'll be like, wow, man, PJ Tucker really changed the dynamics of this game. And then you look at the regular season box score and he's averaged 1.8 points. Yep. I think you get guys for, you know, probably not for the 82 game regular season, but you get guys to be in position to win you playoff games. I mean, it's similar, you know, I guess not in the whole, but to Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler's going to miss 30 games during the regular season, but when you get him in the first round, you're like, man, Like, he just won you a game on the road based on how he has played here. And I think that's what PJ does. I mean, certainly what happens with Embiid, if foul trouble, you can put him at the five. You can have him guard your best player. The game slows down a little bit in the playoffs. So, yeah, I wouldn't get caught up as far as what he does, he's done for you right now in the regular season, but, you know, kind of when we get to the playoffs.
And then last thing, Bobby, I got to ask you, Jaren Jackson Jr., is there any reason to believe he's not going to be the defensive player of the year? And then I don't know, Bobby, it still feels like there's more. There's more to get from him in terms of his ceiling.
Well, we'll adjust those stats at home. So whatever he needs.
Yeah, you know
we're
adjusting them. He's inflated stats at home.
Just let us know, and we'll make sure he gets there.
Well, if the people from Reddit vote on defensive player of the year, I don't think he'll finish in the top 10. So I didn't even know what was going on. And so all of a sudden I saw our own Kirk Goldsberry and Kevin O'Connor all of a sudden putting out video justifying his blocks. And I said, what have I missed here? And the day of social media, God bless America. But no, he's just got to stay on the court, right? I think he, he's missed a chunk of game, as you guys know, but no, his presence on the defensive end, if he continues to play like this, both home and away,
yes,
he will win defensive. He should win defensive player of the year.
Absolutely. Hey, Bobby, appreciate
Thank
the
you
time
so much,
as always,
Bobby.
Man. Good to catch
Have a
up.
Great day.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
yep.
it.
Yep. He is Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. There you go. Interesting stuff. And I think that's right. Like, you know, Danny Green could be, you know, that piece.
Of course.
For the postseason. You don't have to have him in the regular season. You just kind of use the next 30 games or whatever they are.
You and I both know that's the way this is about to go.
Yep. That's why they're not
going to
do
anything. And he feels that way, too.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything.
Mm-mm.
They're going to stay pat. And I don't think OG Anunoby is probably that dude who you know, it's not the time. We still don't know. We don't know about the Grizzlies in the postseason.
Correct.
So
until we do. This core healthy.
There's going to be good players that become available, you know, a year from now, two years from now. You know, so I think it's just best to be patient with it. Let's find out who the Grizzlies are and who they aren't. And then we go from there. You know, maybe Danny Green's a guy who comes in here and he's healthy and he can make some timely threes.
I think ultimately that's right until I see Dylan go out here and brick about 10 shots tonight.
Yeah, that's definitely going
to
happen.
You're going to get OG again.
That's going to happen. But in the meantime, in between time, we'll know it's on fire. Topps Barbecue's on fire.
Always, John.
They don't have to make any adjustments or any kind of trades.
Mm-mm.
They just keep making additions. That's really what they do. They got the brand new Fire Braised Chicken Sandwich. Now available at Topps. It's delicious. It's zesty. Got that Memphis white sauce. You, of course, you know about the smoked bologna sandwich. The barbecue is the best in town. Whatever you're looking for, it's there at Topps Barbecue.
I would suggest the smoked bologna sandwich. I was just describing it again to my wife. It's been a while since she's had it yesterday, and her mouth started watering. That half-inch thick piece of smoked bologna smoked only the way that Topps can's got John smiling. I think his mouth is watering a little bit right now. You need to get over to Topps. It's all, as Jeff Calkins would say, delicious. And I promise you, it's an all-star roster of great things. Don't forget on that Fireman burger, too. You don't sleep on that. Plenty of their fantastic barbecue on top of that number one rated burger. The point is that when you're at Topps, it's all good. That's why they've been doing it 70 years. And
what up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Still smoking.
It is the perfect time to get engaged. I remember when it happened for Jason. It was a sweet moment. And the only thing that could have possibly made it better is if he had gotten the ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
That part's true.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has hundreds of ring styles that can all be customized to fit your budget and your vision. Got the perfect ring over there. for you at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're so confident that she will love it and that she'll say yes, that every custom diamond engagement ring comes with a perfect ring guarantee. What does that mean? Let me explain it to you. I'm about to break it down for you. If for any reason you're not 100% satisfied with your made-to-order engagement ring, you can bring it back for a full refund within 365 days of purchase. No catches, no exceptions. That's only at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
It doesn't matter what I get my wife for Valentine's Day. What she judges the gift on, the gauge of success, is how much thought I've put into it. And see, here's the thing for us, men. Howie's put all the thinking into it already for us. That's the secret of it. If you just go visit him, he's got it taken care of. Now through Valentine's Day, you get a dozen fresh roses, the box of chocolates that you need with your purchase of $99 or more. That's while supplies last. So see, he's already got you covered. It's the thoughtfulness of it all. And you've got everything with the candy, the roses, and the gift. Need the right gift, though. You need the right piece of jewelry. Howie's certainly going to do that for you. How about a 24-karat gold-trim rose? It's a real rose. It's carefully preserved, artistically arranged, and trimmed in 24-karat gold. That starts at just $79. It's a great deal. He's got a great gift for every budget. Diamond Heart necklaces starting at only $89. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Take up to 60 months to pay or get 12 months deferred interest with approved credit. Great gift ideas for any budget. Like we say, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations are online at rijewelers.com.
If I was doing Danny Green dirty, bro, they're posting his like video from North Carolina and it said, Danny Green makes his season debut with the Grizzlies. Here's the last time he played. Got that man in the North Carolina warm-up. It ain't been that long.
Who did
man.
That? Some Golden State
player? I don't know who did it, bro. All right, I don't know who did it. But anyway, Danny Green plays tonight. Hopefully he is...
We hope he's questionable, but you expect to go. He said he's going.
Yeah, exactly right. Hopefully he is warmer than this, Memphis weather and precipitation.
Probably more important that Desmond Bane is back. He's listed as questionable as well, in terms of guys you really would love to have back.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll have eyes on Danny, but it's much more important that we get Bane back, John. You understand that? That's
facts.
One of the best backcourts in the league when he's in there with John.
Man, facts, bro, facts. Now, in terms of your weather report, as we get out of here, it does sound like we will have a little bit more of this precipitation coming in from, it'll be southbound, northbound. You know what I'm saying? It'll be coming in from the south, going to the north.
Bro, when I saw you jet out of here yesterday.
I don't play.
Because it has started to come down. You were at a different speed.
Yes.
You had seen the information. You knew that the ice was coming in. And I'm telling y'all, it would have been like it was a million-dollar check outside. John was out of this building so fast after the show yesterday.
Because I do not play about Memphis drivers. I simply, that's the one thing that
I said, no, I'm not talking to you after the show. Bye-bye. Go on.
No, because by the time when we got out of here yesterday, like the freezing rain had started to come down pretty heavily.
Yeah, it was coming down heavily.
And it doesn't take long to freeze over. Right?
Longer than it took you to get home, fool.
Well, yeah.
That's why I was trying to say, John, calm down. You were already gone. I was like, John, calm down.
I do not play.
Because you don't want to be out here just all frantic on the ice.
No, I wasn't frantic on the ice. I wanted to make sure I was off of it before it hit. You know, like, that is one thing.
You don't play with.
I will play with a lot of stuff. I am an easygoing guy about a lot of stuff. But when it comes to these Memphis drivers in any conditions, but especially freezing rain and sleet and ice and all that? Nah, dog. That is not funny to me. No, play.
Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like Memphis drivers are taking it more seriously today than they did yesterday morning when we saw so many wrecks.
Yeah.
Now, and maybe it's just a difference of what you see with your eyeballs.
Probably
so. It's whiter out there. You can tell there's ice on it, but it just doesn't feel like there's many reckless folks running up on you on the bridge today as there were yesterday when we... You know, at least by look, it looked like much less.
No, you might be. That might be.
I think we're ready today. We know.
Well, and again, the thing that like
people were taking it easy on me coming. I'm coming in here.
Yeah, I think the tricky thing about ice is that you don't know how bad it is until you know it's too late. A lot of times, especially when it's like just now coming down, people would just they can't see it. You got the black ice going on, bro. I am not trying to put my car up in the shop. I'm not trying to deal with that inconvenience. Like, get me home. Get me off of this mess. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Well, I sound like the school system going to do nothing today, don't you think?
Yeah, ain't nobody going to school tomorrow.
Hell, my wife and son were talking about, can we get Friday off yesterday? I said, hell
they
no.
Might.
I'm gonna
they
talk
might.
To, I'm going to talk to you, both of your principals.
They might.
There's going to be some melt. The temperature's going back up by Friday.
Yeah, well, okay, if it melts.
Yeah. It's going to melt down. We can't have these kids and teachers out for four days, John. You understand that? We got to get the city humming again.
No, I mean, I certainly expect them to miss tomorrow, though.
Because if it's come, if a new round is coming
correct.
In,
that's why I think we've chalked tomorrow up. They're gonna have another free day.
But well, and we got
to get them back in there on Friday.
And the school systems are in a position now where they have to make these decisions. You know, the day before now, they have to people have to make accommodations, things like that. So that's what they never did. I can never remember them doing that when I was in school.
No, we didn't find out till the morning.
Yeah, it was never a thing where we went to bed knowing, oh, we don't have school tomorrow. We were never that lucky. Mm-hmm. We had to go to sleep and hope that it came down.
Or you'd be praying, please, you know please, what I mean? Please, in the bedtime the night before.
Update from the National Weather Service says that the ice storm warning is in effect until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
So yeah. I think they'll just be conservative.
I think you've said it right. Tomorrow probably off. That's a guess. That's not official. But then Friday, I would imagine, Jason said, it's going to warm up.
Yeah, if it warms up, then there's no doubt. And I mean, fortunately, I haven't seen a lot of reports about power outages. You know, we give MLGW a hard time.
We've been very fortunate about that this
year. Yeah, that is good.
Don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
But no,
every time I say that, my mother-in-law is like, why would you say that? I'm like, I mean, because it's true. I mean, there hasn't been a power outage. Like, I'm grateful for that. Like, we give MLGW a lot of grief, but they have
you give them a lot of grief.
Most of it is deserved.
The one that does it on this show, it's you.
Yeah. Well, then you think somehow that karmically balances you out and will keep you from having a power outage.
Every time you talk bad about them, they jack up my bill.
I got the cheapest bill I've had in a long time last month.
I know. You're not the one paying for it.
Yeah. Well, remember, I went 3 days without power during Christmas, so I think that's probably where
that's
that came
from. Kickback.
They'll get it back. They'll get it back in blood, as Pooh Shiesty would say. You know, that next
they
joint.
They will get it back in blood. That's a good line
that
there,
that next joint going to be three times that one. So I'm not sitting here doing a victory lap yet. I know what the future holds.
Yeah, especially in old Germantown. You'd be out this afternoon talking like this.
You got buried power lines, don't you, John?
Does Germantown have those?
So. Mine does. Mine are buried.
John, in that older section.
I don't know.
House 300 years old.
I've never looked to see.
That's a huge part of it, right? Because the branches and the things hit those upper lines.
Well, yeah, like MLGW's like, well, you know, it's going to cost you $10 trillion if we bury these, so you're not going to want to do that. And everyone's like, oh, no.
See, we're very lucky in the part of Cordova that I lived.
Buried?
Yes.
Yeah.
How would you?
He's in the buried land.
I've never thought to look at it.
Yeah, you'll see them.
You don't see them in Germantown.
Well, they're also aesthetically not pleasing when they're above ground. That's a part of it.
So I don't think I do have power lines above ground then, because I would notice them.
You would probably notice
in my
them.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, you would notice them,
right?
Yeah, you got the big lines, and they kind of droop.
You didn't got those big lines down that street before you turn into your...
I'll look today.
Yeah,
I might.
I think you do.
You think so?
I think so.
That's a luxury.
I'll have to look into it.
The town I grew up in, that whole town had upper lines.
Oh,
cheap-ass lines. And,
No, I don't know. But so far, they have...
That's for the update. There.
MLGW has held up their end of the bargain, and I'm hoping it continues. I'm hoping we're through the worst of it. It feels like we are. But I know everybody around there is hoping, my wife included... One more day.
Yep.
Who knows? It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Bobby Marks for joining us on the show. Thanks to Tyler Folger for hopping on. Thanks to Mark Giannotto for getting on the show as well. Giannotto and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.